So I got some great news for pizza lovers here in Chicago. Peace Pizza at the corner of North and Damon and Wicker Park is opening again to the public tomorrow. As a small business owner, this is great news for our old friend Bill Jacobs, and he joins us now. This is great news, Billy. How are you?
Hey, Pete. How you doing, man?
Man, how crazy has this been for you as a small business owner here in Chicago?
Well, I mean, come on, this stuff is unprecedented. We've never lived through anything like that, and certainly hope we never have to live through this again.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've taken all the factors into consideration, and I feel that we've made some good choices, and it's not been easy.
Well, you guys closed for a while, and you're reopening tomorrow. Why did you close it first? You thought that was good for the company? What?
Yeah, right. it was good for the company, to be honest with you. Not in terms of revenues, but, you know, we saw what was going on with COVID-19 and the escalation of the cases, and we just had to close down and back with procedures in place. But
yeah,
you know, we were nervous. We didn't feel good. We were concerned for the safety of our employees and of our customers.
Let me give people the background of Peace Pizza. You guys opened in 2001, right?
That's right.
It was 2001. And the real world was in Chicago that year. And I was on the radio, and we had some real world characters on our show. And one of them worked at your pizza joint, right?
Yes, there were two, Karen and Tanya.
And that's how we met 19 years ago. And you are a Chicago guy. I mean, you grew up on the East Coast, but you've been here forever and you know Chicago. How hard was it for you to tell your employees that have worked there for so long, because you have some loyal people, to say, hey, listen, we need to regroup. We got to close down for a few weeks.
It was the hardest thing that I've ever experienced in 19 years. And, you know, I sat there with my general manager, and I literally teared up having to, you know, lay people off for
right.
this time. It was a very difficult time. You know, we're a family at Peace, and we still employ people who opened up the restaurant 19 years ago.
Yeah.
And those who didn't open up the restaurant 19 years ago have been with us for many years. So, you know, we're closely knit. We consider ourselves family. And it was very emotional.
I know a lot of small business owners in the city. I'm sure you have some small business owners that you bounce things off of. I mean, are they all saying the same thing? Are we ready to slowly open things up, just not tear off the Band-Aid? You want it to slowly open up, or do you want to tear off the Band-Aid?
No, I think it's smart to do it slowly and do it in a measured and intelligent way. You know, let's listen to the authorities. Let's see the numbers decline. Let's operate intelligently. And as I mentioned to you, we've spent our time over the past 4 weeks while we've been closed to put safety procedures in place.
I want you to talk about that, because I follow you on Instagram and you and I are friends, so we text on occasion, and you have a doctor there.
Yes, we do. He's consulted for us. His name is Dave Nyack. And Dave is an allergy immunology subspecialist, and he also has a master of public health. So Dave came in and looked at the space, met with me and my manager, my general manager, Carl, and looked at what we were doing and wrote procedures for how we should be operating. So what he did was, you know, you look at the different spaces and the traffic patterns within the restaurant, and, you know, you want to keep, we're keeping our kitchen staff together. They have their own break area. We've got our delivery people who are leaving the space, and we don't want them to commingle. So everyone has their own space, but, you know, we've taken the time, and we've gone through the expense of putting these procedures in place, and we're excited to open up safely for our employees and for our customers.
And that's smart. We're talking to Bill Jacobs, the owner of Peace Pizza in Wicker Park at North and Damon. So just to let people know, you can't eat in the restaurant. You can get pickup, and it's curbside pickup, and you have a procedure in place where there's barely any interaction.
Right. There's no contact, and that goes for delivery too, because we are delivering. So people will call, they place the order online, we bring the pizza out to their car. If they're standing there, we've got spots on the sidewalk marked 6 feet in between, and we'll bring it out to people. No one's allowed into the space.
Yeah.
So, you know, you show up, we go out to you, we bring you your food, and there's no contact. And that's the same for goes the same for delivery.
Right. That's the new normal, Bill. That's what it's going to be like for
it
a while.
Sure is.
It is.
I agree.
And you got to have a plan in place, especially if the governor says, okay, you can slowly open your restaurant and small business on June 1st, you have to have a plan in place, and you have to plan right now so you have a few weeks in advance to get that plan going.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, the public, without question, they want to know that we've gone through the process to put these things in place. And I would encourage all business owners to do the same. I think that any operator is going to feel better about how they're operating once procedures are in place.
Right. Peace Pizza has been around for 19 years. And Rick Nielsen is also one of the owners from Cheap Trick. And Cheap Trick has not been out on tour. So how much has Rick been calling and texting? And
which you know Rick very well, is remarkable because they're always on the road.
They're always on the road, and you think I have ADD and I need to move around. Rick is the worst.
Oh, he's the worst.
He is.
He really can't sit still. But he's absolutely the best. And if you follow Rick on Instagram or on Facebook, you know, he's posting all the time. He's posting videos of himself with his guitars.
And, yep.
You know, he's just the best. He's so funny and self-effacing. And follow him. And follow us on Instagram at Peace Chicago and on Facebook. And you could see what we're doing.
I want you to think about something. Rick and Karen have been married for over 50 years. And he is on the road all the time. Every single month, he would take time off between December, January. They'd go back out in February. But I think this is the longest in his 50-year marriage that he's been off the road. So he and Karen are spending time together.
I know, and who knows what that means. We've heard about challenges of couples being together and the challenges that are associated with that.
Right.
And you wonder if Rick and Karen have done so well over these years because they're never together.
I know so many guys like that. My wife and I, I don't travel. My wife doesn't travel, but we're never together 24/7. We fought about liquid soap last week. Why aren't you buying foam soap? Well, I don't know. You know, I couldn't find any foam soap. I'm sorry. You know, it's just the weirdest thing. But, you know,
how is Sarah?
Sarah is great. It's a learning curve of her, you know, me being around her because I need a lot of attention, as you know.
Yes.
And it's tough. But, you know, I love having guys like you on the show, small business owners here in the city that have been around forever. And, you know, you're a guy that you own your building. Think about the people that are out of business right now that had to close because they're leasing and they just don't have the money.
Absolutely. You know, Pete, it's a very good point. And I think that we're going to see a very different landscape when this clears up, because as you know, as most people know, the restaurant business is a very challenging and difficult business in the first place. And you throw a pandemic into the mix and, you know, it's going to be a difficult situation for people, unfortunately.
Right. What's it like when people sit down? Are they going to have paper menus where you throw them away after use?
They may. And, you know, we'll have distancing in between tables, I would imagine.
Right.
You know, but we were printing paper menus before we closed, you know, to your point.
Yeah.
So, you know, things will get better with time without question. We'll look back at this as a memory and a difficult one. But, you know, we're going to come back stronger.
You're one of the biggest sports fans in the city. You have season tickets for everything, especially the Cubs. How much are you missing baseball right now?
Oh, God, live for baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such an integral part of my life and many people's lives. You know, I'm going to Wrigley or going to the sell, not the settle, guaranteed rate deal. And it's, you know, it's part of our experience in Chicago and our lives, you know. So, you know, hopefully it'll come back. Hopefully we'll get there. But if we don't, you know what? We're going to get through this, and again, it's going to be experience, and we're going to share great things again.
So Peace Pizza opens up tomorrow for pickup and delivery. People can go to, what's the website, Peace Chicago?
It's peacechicago.com, and we're taking phone in orders at 773-772-4422. So call us, order online. We will be delivering our award-winning growlers of beer as well, and we're just excited to be open again.
I will be there this week, I promise. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're the best, buddy. Nice chatting with you, and thanks for having me.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
That is Billy Jacobs, the owner of Peace Pizza, just you know, one of so many restaurants in Chicago that are just struggling and trying to get back on their feet. And just to give them exposure, and hopefully it'll help. And, you know, we got to order from these restaurants and pizza joints that we know and that are around the corner.